Good afternoon. My name is Frank Belton, and I'm here to present the November's CAC. CFC campaign will be running from 10 October to 24 November. On the 6th is daylight savings times. Please remember to turn back your clocks. November 8th is election day. It's also ASD asynchronous day, so there's no school. November 10th is the U.S. Marine Corps birthday and the Community Action Board. Veterans Day is on the 11th. Matsu Valley and ASD no school those days. PACAF and Donza Day on the 14th. Polar Force begins on the 15th and ends on the 18th. Remember OPSEC and security and protecting that PII. Thanksgiving is on the 24th. We have a PACAF and Donza Day on the 25th. No school for Matsu or ASD. Tree lighting ceremony at Building 1 is on November 30th. December, the CAC is going to be held the 1st. Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is on the 7th. Winter break starts on the 22nd and runs through January 6th for Matsu and ASD. Obviously, Christmas break for Love Airport and PACAF starts on the 23rd, and observation for Christmas will be on the 26th. PACAF and Donza Day on the 30th, and New Year's Day is observed on the 2nd. The next CAC will be January 5th in person, and moving on to a PACAF and Donza Day on January 13th. Martin Luther King Day is on the 16th. Matsu in ASD, no school, and that closes out January.
I'm Mr. McHenry with the J-Bear Safety Office. Today we're going to talk to you a little bit about Thanksgiving safety. First of all, just remember to use good risk management while you're cooking your dinner. Attend to your cooking, especially if you're going to be deep frying turkeys out there. Make sure you're following that manufacturer guidance. Don't try to fry a frozen turkey. That will end badly for you. Make sure you have the fire extinguishers nearby, and especially if you're going to have alcohol served at your event, make sure you have a plan for your guests, a way for them to get home and safely. Secondly, we're going to talk a little bit about our winter safety reminders. We are doing a fall back here this weekend, so make sure that's a good time for you all to check your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, change those batteries if they need to be. And don't forget those ice cleats as we get more into this stuff freeze-thawing, and we're going to see the snow that's out there right now becoming ice. Make sure you got those ice cleats. They're not expensive. Get them. If you're in the military, make sure somebody's issued you a pair. And lastly, for this period here, we're going to talk about extension cords. Make sure you're plugging your cars in at 20 degrees. It helps the car run better and allows it to start up and be warm for you quicker. But use those weather-resistant extension cords marked for outdoor use and unplug them when you're not in use. If you have any questions, please give us a call at the J-Bear Safety Office, 552-6850. Have a great day.
Moving on to installation support, we had the 11th Airborne Division Band. They will be conducting a concert, two performances, free and open to the public, one on the 28th of November, and the next one on the 16th of December. The band will be caroling across the installation. Please call or email to schedule music to support your office/unit parties and events no later than 23 November 22. Those celebrate the season. Those concerts are 9 December at 1900 and 11 December at 1600. The concert on 9 December is at the Community Convenient Church in Eagle River, and the 11th December concert is at the Talkeetna Theater on J-Bear. Moving on, Iditarod Dining Facility, we're hosting two holiday meals, one on Veterans Day, Friday 11 November 22, and Thanksgiving Day, Thursday 24 November 22. Hours of operation is 10:30 to 13:30 for the holiday meal, and continental breakfast starts at 06:30, ends at 08:30, and dinner 16:30 to 18:30. The meal rate is a la carte. The Wilderness and Warrior Restaurant will be hosting a Thanksgiving meal Wednesday, 23 November. A menu to be determined. Hours of operation will be from 1100 to 1400. Discount cash rate, $7.45 per person for E4 and Malo, plus immediate family members. Person on field duty with no per diem. Standard cash rate, $10.05 per person, E5 and above, all civilians, plus immediate family members. November is Warrior Care Month. In celebration of Warrior Care Month, we will be hosting a Warrior Care Breakfast, inviting all military members and caregivers on Friday, November 18th, 2022, from 0800 to 1000 at the AWEC Sestina Room. Warrior Care Breakfast with question and answer about Air Force Wounded Warrior programs. There will be guest speakers and Air Force Wounded Warriors and caregivers. You can RSVP at Warrior Care Month Breakfast. And moving on to special observances. The National Native American Indian Heritage Month starts in November. There will be a free children's movie, Spirit the Stallion of Cimarron, at the Frontier Theater, 6th November, 1300. A luncheon with a dedicated menu at the Iditarod Defect on 17 November. Free children's movies, Brother Bear 2, at the Talkeetna Theater on 19 November at 1300, and weekly children's virtual book readings at the conducted by the J. Bear Library. Moving on, feeling sad, we have Happy Lights. MFRC is offering loaner Happy Lights available to loan to service members and their families for individual and family use only. Maximum loan of 60 days. You can get them from Monday through Friday from 0900 to 1500 at Building 600, Room A139. Chapel services. Again, at Arctic Warrior Chapel, Catholic Mass Sundays at 09. Protestant Contemporary Service Sundays at 1100. Protestant Life Group service member focus Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Delhi Catholic Mass is Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 12 p.m. Muslim prayer service is Fridays at 11:45 a.m. Midnight Stone Chapel and Jebel Alliance for Military Heathens are the second and fourth Sundays at 1300. And Heritage Chapel Protestant Traditional Service Sundays at 1100. The chapel will be hosting a Thanksgiving service. Thanksgiving worship service Wednesday, November 23rd at 1000. Arctic Warrior Chapel will be collecting non-perishable food items at this service to bless our local food pantries. The Chapel Holiday Calendar, upcoming events, the J. Bear Catholic Community Feast of the Immaculate Conception will be 8 December, 1145 and 1700. Vigil Mass at 24 December, 1700. Christmas Eve Mass at 24 December at 1900. Christmas Day Mass, 25 December, 0900. J. Bear Protestant Community Candlelight Christmas Eve Service will be 24 December at 1530. J. Bear Jewish Community Hanukkah Celebration will be 16 December at 1700 Heritage Chapel. J. Bear Alliance of Military Heathens Yule Feast on 07 January 2023. Other upcoming observances is 27 November to 18 December is Advent. 18 December to 26 December is Hanukkah. 19 December is St. Nicholas Day, Eastern Orthodox Julian calendar. 07 January Christmas. 19 January Theophany, Eastern Orthodox Julian calendar. The Hanukkah menorah lighting on 16th December at 1700, the Heritage Chapel, the light, the giant J-Bear menorah. Lackeys and dreidel afterwards are all welcome. For more information, call 552-5762. The Jaybird Exchange, if he operates the military clothing stores under established MOU on behalf of Department of Air Force, the Department of Army, and there is no income from sales of issued items. AGSUs remain under supply constraints. What's happening at your exchange? You can pre-order your Popeyes, seasoned turkeys, Starbucks holiday breakfast. Holiday beverages are back starting November 17th. Free red cups. Veterans Day events starts on 11 November 2022. Please see more when it comes to the exchange on a slide.
Good day. My name is Diana Nichols, and I am the TRICARE Government Liaison with TRICARE Operations and Patient Administration at the 673rd Medical Group. It's almost time for TRICARE Open Season, which begins on November 14th and will end on 13 December 2022. Now is a time for you and your family members to review current health plans, consider your needs for next year, and learn about your coverage choices. Enrollment changes made during TRICARE Open Season will go into effect on January 1st, 2023. If you are eligible to take part in TRICARE Open Season, you have three choices. One, stay in your plan. If you want to stay in your current TRICARE health plan, you don't have to take any action. You'll continue in your current health plan through 2023 as long as you're eligible. Two, enroll in a plan. If you're eligible for TRICARE Prime or TRICARE Select but not enrolled, you can enroll into a plan now. Please note TRICARE Prime includes Prime travel benefit, but TRICARE Select does not. Three, change plans. If you're already enrolled into TRICARE Prime or TRICARE Select, you can switch health plans and switch between individual and family enrollment. To determine which TRICARE health plan is best for you, please visit www.tricare.mil/open season for more details. Please note TRICARE Open Season doesn't apply to beneficiaries enrolled in premium-based plans such as TRICARE Retired Reserve, TRICARE Reserve Select, TRICARE Young Adult, TRICARE for Life beneficiaries with Medicare Part A and B enrollment, or the Continued Healthcare Benefit Program. Last but not least, please remember, outside of TRICARE Open Season, you may only change plans if you experience a TRICARE qualifying life event. To learn more, please visit www.tricare.mil/life events. If you should have any additional questions, please call your 673rd Medical Group TRICARE office at 907-580-2778 and select option 5 and option 2. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
FSS November upcoming events. Big upcoming events for November will be Thirsty Thursdays are back. Thursday, 3 November from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Polar Bowl. Holiday Wine and Paint, Friday, November, Arctic Oasis. UFC Fight Night, Saturday, 5 November from 12 to 9, Warrior Zone. Seasonal Rental Pickup, 5 to 6 November, appointment only. Free Movie Night, Dollar Day, Veterans Day, Free Bowling, Veterans Day Celebration Meals, Bowl of Turkey, Get a Turkey, Arcade Basketball, Turkey Shoot Competition, Gobble Wobble, Archery Shoot, Super Smash Brothers Tournament, Free Movie Night for DC League of Super Pets and Tree Lighting Ceremony. Wednesday, 30 November from 1600 to 1830 at the Arctic Warrior Chapel, Building 1 at the in the Frontier Theater. FSS is hosting a ton of events for November and December. Please see the slides for more information.
I am Patricia Morales with Jaybird Life Marketing, and I am going to go over our Jaybird Life bucket list. For those of you who are new to the area, this is the best way to get the most out of your time in the last frontier with these once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Plan your adventures as you explore the state and create lasting memories. Not sure where to begin? Stop by the Outdoor Recreation Center, the information ticket and travel, or pick up a copy of our Outdoor Adventure Guide to see what bucket list times they have and help you complete. The bucket list can be found online at jbearlife.com/bucket list or at the Outdoor Recreation Center. and the information, tickets, and travel office at the Arctic Oasis Community Center. For more information, you can call 552-5900. And also, we are going to have a copy of the bucket list at the end of the hall near our mailboxes over at Jaber Life Marketing in Building 10480.
There will be Thanksgiving bowling, Dollar Day events, special events at the Bowling Alley. Veterans, you have free bowling Thursday, 10 November, between 1400 and 1600. Show your active duty, retired, reserve, or guard military ID or proof of service to receive a free game. Dependent ID not valid for free games. JBR Holiday Kickoff starts Thursday, 1 December, from 1400 to 1700. Held at the War Zone, open to all ages. This is a free event. FSS is kicking off the holiday season. Join us for fun afternoon of music, free food, holiday crafts, movies, photos with Santa, and more. This is the 1st of December on Thursday at the War Zone. Open to all ages.
Hello, my name is Kelsey. I'm with the Jaber Life Marketing Office. I'm here to talk about some of the amazing events we have for the month of December. We're starting off strong with the Jaber Holiday Kickoff. It's going to be held on Thursday, December 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Warrior Zone. It's open to all ages and it's a free event. It's just an amazing event we're having where you can join us for an afternoon of music, free food, holiday crafts, movies, photos with Santa, and much more. We are also doing a customer give back in the month of December, starting off with the 12 Days of Giving. It's going to be from December 1st through the 12th. We're going to be bringing a month full of fun FSS MWR events. We'll also be providing them as free events, so each day will be a different event. Limited spots will be available for each day, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. Jay's Surprise Squad will be also participating in this give back program and will be providing additional random prizes and activities throughout the 12 days. So if you have any more information or want more information, call 552-5900. The next slide you can see is just some of the events that we'll have already planned for the 12 days of giving. So if you have any further questions, just feel free to give us a call. On December 13th, we are also having an Operation Magic All-Stars. This is a free event that's open to all ages. It's going to be from 6 to 7:15 p.m. We're going to have it over at the Talkeetna Theater. So if you want some more information, just feel free to give the Arctic Oasis a call at 552-8529. The last thing I want to highlight is the UNITE program. The Air Force Unite funds have been now open to not only the active duty and the APF and NAF civilians, but also dependents for team building events. If you would like to submit a program for Unite, you must submit it by November 4th. For more information, please contact Ms. Amy Sexton, our Unite coordinator.
Warrior Adventure Quest. Warrior Adventure Quest is available for active duty Army units. Instill cohesion, build teamwork, maintain combat readiness, experience high adrenaline activities. Call 552-5418 for more information. As mentioned before, the tree lighting ceremony is Wednesday, 30 November. This is a free event. Open to all ages, holiday crafts from 1600 to 1730 at the Arctic Warrior Building, Chapel Building 3, tree lighting and choir from 1745 to 1830 at the 11th Airborne Division Building 1, followed by a free movie at the Frontier Theater. Call 552-8529 for more information. The Winterfest Passport, 22 December to 5 January. Participate in over 11 free events. Fill your passport with stamps and a chance at prizes. Passport Bowl Out, Saturday, 7 January. Hillburg from 1300 to 1600. It's a free event, open to all ages. Unit cardboard sled competition, ski, snowboard, lift tickets, live drawings for prizes. Please see side for more information. JBAD, Joint Base Against Drunk Driving. When your original plan to get home falls apart, call JBAD at 907-384-RIDE. That's 987-384-7433. It runs from Friday through Saturday and U.S. federal holidays from 2200 to 0400. For a safe and reliable ride home after a night of drinking, contact JBAD. After 2 years, the JBAD Respiratory Clinic will be closing its doors for a final time on 7 November 2022. You can get a COVID-19 test at home. Pick up your free COVID-19 home test kit every Wednesday from 1300 to 1600, JBAD Hospital Front Bear Entrance. TRICARE beneficiaries must bring their DOD ID to receive their at-home test kits.
Hello, I'm Gary Berry, your Community Support Coordinator, here to talk about our JBAD Connect calendar. So as you can see, there's a lot of events here, mostly November heavy right now. And all of these that are in gold, certainly you can find on the JBAD Connect app with more information. I'm just going to highlight a few here. So our Native American Heritage Month is November, and we have a few events going on, a couple of movies, and a meal over at the Iditarod Dining Facility. So you'll see those sprinkled throughout the month. We also have our Money Monday series that the MFRC is putting on. So most Mondays between now and, say, the middle of December, there's some topic regarding Monday, whether it's boosting your credit score, TSP, getting ready for ETS, and what that looks like. So take advantage of those. Those are virtual classes happening every Monday, pretty much, that isn't a holiday between now and mid-December. Hearts Apart on the 11th of November, that's there on Veterans Day. That's for our families that are separated, essentially, be it deployment or a year-long TDY or something to that nature. So that's happening over at the USO Center on that Friday night. And it's a fun time, so come on out and join that, the festivities there. Moving into the second slide for November, there on the 15th, we have our Dads 101. So that used to be a three-part, three-day series. It's been put into two now. So it's one of two you see on the 15th, and the second one's there on the 17th. So two-part series, and that's dads, experienced dads, teaching new dads how to be a dad. So our family advocacy team puts that together, and it's a really good class, usually well attended. That's in person over on the Elmendorf side. Couples communication, also our family advocacy. That's a four-part series starting on the 16th of November, and it runs weekly. It's a great opportunity to get out and help strengthen or build on your relationship. So call Family Advocacy right there and sign up for that if you so choose. Civilian Health Benefits Fair is on the 17th. So if you're a civilian employee, that's a great time to come in and learn about our benefits that we have available to us and make any changes we might need. Open season, TRICARE, that's also going to get briefed. That's a great opportunity to ask questions about those topics. So join us there, and that's actually from 9 to 11 on the 17th. And then our last slide for November, of course we have the holiday there, and then the week after, a couple of things. I'm just going to highlight our D&I, a diversity and inclusion team, is putting on an event, a religious diversity panel there on the 30th over at the AWEC. Moving into December, we've got a few things going on here. A new thing that's being kicked off is a JBAR Grief Support Group. That's on the 6th of December, and that's going to be the first Tuesday of every month, so you'll see that in future months, the slide here coming up for January and then beyond. More information on the Connect app for that. Then there's also our Helping Agency Roadshow. So over at the hospital, we usually do one of those every quarter. So on the 8th of December, we'll be over there near the pharmacy, pediatrics area. Usually we have 10 to 12 agencies out there kind of showing what's available to our base populace. So that's open to anyone. Feel free to stop by the hospital and see us. And then USA Jobs, a lot of opportunities on the installation for employment, both on the NAF and APF side of things. So if one of the things that's a challenge for a lot of people is navigating USA Jobs, so that's kind of a how-to do that, hopefully make that process simpler for you if you're seeking federal employment. And then finally, January, not much there yet. That's gonna populate here pretty soon. Most of the things that are in there are either holidays or our normal events as that happens. But on the 18th, MFRC will do a Bundles for Babies event, and there's more information that on the Connect app. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you next month.
Our next CAC will be held and recorded on 1 December 2022. CAC slides will be due 2022. The last 12 months of CAC slides and the latest recording, audio recording, are posted at the link below, www.jbear.jb.mil. Services resources / CAC /. Questions regarding the CAC can be directed to 673airbasewing.icecac@us.af.mil. That concludes the brief.